Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernoll. The Richland County Board recently approved a resolution for a comprehensive facility improvement plan, a decision marked by essential repairs for the Simons Recreation Complex. At the heart of the plan is the replacement of the facility's HVAC system, which became the focal point of a spirited debate regarding the long-term viability of the complex and the wisdom of continued taxpayer investment. Board members raised critical questions about the future of the building and the specific level of commitment from the City of Richland Center. A significant shift in the resolution occurred when Supervisor Bob Frank successfully moved to amend the language, striking a requirement that the city fund 50% of the HVAC repairs. This amendment passed despite opposition from Supervisors Thompson, Nolan, and Collins-Johnsrud. The broader discussion touched on the county's historical challenges with property maintenance, with Supervisors Cooey and Perry noting a trend of neglect, while Cooey emphasized the facility's vital importance to the community. Financial transparency and the burden on taxpayers remained central concerns throughout the meeting. Supervisor Welty expressed support for the services offered by Simons, but remained wary of future costs, citing a lack of clarity. Similarly, Supervisor Thompson characterized the center as a luxury for the county and voiced fears that escalating expenses could become a substantial burden. In contrast, Supervisor Turk argued that maintaining the complex is a necessary investment, suggesting that repairs are essential, whether the county keeps the facility or seeks a transition to a different owner, remarking that the alternative to repair would simply be demolition. Despite these varying perspectives on the path forward, the board ultimately reached a consensus and the resolution was approved unanimously. Residents of the region have voiced intense opposition to the proposed 765 kV power line project, citing widespread concerns over environmental health, safety, and local governance. The unique geology of the Driftless area, characterized by sensitive limestone formations and vital trout streams, stands at the center of the debate. Community members fear that the construction will irrevocably damage the region's fragile water filtration system and natural landscape, arguing that the proposed routes fail to consider the area's unique geology. Safety also remains a primary worry, with residents highlighting potential risks such as stray voltage, induction hazards, and the threat that tall towers pose to local aviation. These concerns are compounded by fears of health impacts on residents, particularly children, as well as the long-term noise pollution associated with the project. Critics argue that the power lines offer no local benefit while potentially burdening residents with permanent damage to their infrastructure, including roads and bridges. Distrust regarding federal transparency and the potential for non-disclosure agreements has fueled a push for strong local and state government intervention. As landowners in Vernon and Crawford counties form a legal coalition to contest the project, the community is urging officials to demand a bipartisan energy plan and reject rushed project approvals. Residents emphasize that this fight is essential for future generations, calling on neighbors to contact elected officials and stand firm against the proposal to protect their farms, homes, and quality of life. Senator Sarah Kieske was in attendance, listening, taking notes, and ultimately sharing information with the public. Kieske explained this is not a done deal and added that information has been slow in coming at times, but she is learning as much as she can and will continue to share information with the public throughout the process. Following extensive public input, the Richland County Board approved a resolution requesting additional information on the proposed 765 kV transmission line. A local woman is facing a felony charge after a routine traffic stop for equipment violations led to the discovery of illegal narcotics late last week. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones announced the arrest of 42-year-old Amber N. Ernst following an investigation that began on the evening of August 13th. The incident unfolded at approximately 7:30 p.m. when officers with the Richland Center Police Department observed a vehicle traveling through the city with a cracked windshield and a missing front license plate. Upon initiating a traffic stop, officers identified Ernst as the driver and quickly determined that she was operating the vehicle without a valid driver's license. During the encounter, a deputy from the Richland County Sheriff's Department arrived on the scene to provide assistance. The deputy deployed a canine unit to perform an exterior sniff of the vehicle, and the dog alerted officers to the presence of narcotics. A subsequent search revealed a pill bottle on Ernst's person, which she admitted contained methamphetamine. Police confirmed that the substance, weighing approximately 4.5 grams, returned a positive field test for the drug. Ernst was taken into custody without further incident and transported to the Richland County Jail. She now faces a formal charge of possession of methamphetamine. Chief Jones credited the successful investigation to the collaborative efforts between the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Department. The Iowa County Health Department, in partnership with O'Connell Pharmacy, is pleased to announce a community-wide measles vaccine clinic in Mineral Point. The event will take place Monday, August 24th, from 12 noon until 5 p.m. at the Mineral Point EMS Rescue Squad office, located at 907 Ridge Street. Most insurance plans are accepted, making this an accessible opportunity for residents to ensure they are protected. As families prepare for the upcoming school year, staying up to date on vaccinations is the most effective way to safeguard our community. The MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, is highly reliable. Two doses are 97% effective at preventing measles. Currently, vaccination rates for school-aged children in Iowa County stand at 86%, which is unfortunately below the 95% threshold required to prevent the spread of the virus. Iowa County encourages all parents and legal guardians to prioritize this essential health check. Adults are also encouraged to review their status. Those who did not receive the MMR vaccine as children should consider obtaining one dose now. To verify you or your child's vaccination history, you can access records online through the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. Beyond immunizations, the clinic will offer additional resources for family safety. A technician from the Family Resource Center of Iowa County will be on site during the clinic hours to provide professional car seat safety checks. Iowa County Health looks forward to seeing the community come together to support public health and safety in Mineral Point. Anthony J. Lehman remains in the Waukesha County Jail following a Tuesday court appearance. He's due back in court August 27th. The 21-year-old faces six felony charges in the July 30th hostage situation at a Waukesha Myers supermarket that ended with police shooting him. A criminal complaint states Lehman called 911 telling dispatchers he had a hostage inside a restroom with a knife and what he called a dead man switch. That was later determined to be a spring clamp with two razor blades. The 59-year-old hostage fought back with his belt and followed Lehman out of the restroom, warning other shoppers. Investigators say Lehman threatened an employee and two customers, raised a knife toward the hostage, and refused commands to drop his weapons. An officer fired three shots, hitting him. Vital statistics, right after this.